And I want you to pray that every one of us gets something out of it. Because it's not just for the saints. It's for the people even that is saved. And it's not just for the grown people. It's something in that for the children that they can get hold of. If you're not saved, you are included. And if you are old, you are included.
Amen.
And if you are young, you are included. Praise the Lord. We are living in an age today that we old people, I don't know how many old people is here, I'm one of them, but we old people wake and walk and live with kind of a, I don't know if I can put that name like it is, but we live in the age today that we old people feel shaky among the young people. We feel shaky. And you know why we feel shaky? Can anybody tell me why should I feel shaky? And how come I know that the old people feel shaky? Can anyone tell me why? If you can't, I'll tell you why. Wherever you know that you are welcome, wherever you know that you are appreciate, whenever you feel like and you know that you are free, you got no, what did I say? That ain't on you. Because you feel like you are free, you feel like you are some service, some benefit, and you feel like you are empowered, that you can help you pronounce the way to do it. Another. And again, you feel like you are some hip to it. But now in the age you are living in, it's like the old people are in the way. I'm not talking about in the church. I'm talking about as a whole. And the generation gap have caused lots of people to get deeper to consider that they're not much to the old. They don't know much. They can't understand much. And they are forgetful. And so therefore, we are living in that dreadful age. And some people appreciate it so much until it makes us feel good when we can realize that they do. I believe I got that flag. I want you all to follow me now. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for it. And in this lesson tonight, I want you to get your part. Why is it that way? I want you to get your part. And the Lord wants you to get your part. And if I know that you wouldn't get your part, I wouldn't get up here. But there's a lot of young folks here. So I'll stay my, hold my seat and let them have it right away. And back them up. So the Lord bless us. We are living in a time that you believe you got to have your way. We are living in a time that you can do most anything to get your way and to have your way. And to get carry on your plan. And that's not in God's word. Praise the Lord. It's not in God's word. If Jesus had his way, and everything had come his way, he wouldn't have to suffer for you and I. But it didn't go his way. But thank God he come here to do the will of his Father. And he did not stop. He never did stop. He just kept on until he got to the cross. And I thank the Lord for that. Now, would you give me Proverbs 3 and the beginning of the first verse? You that got your book, you might help us. And when I'm be talking, if you've got some scripture that you can back up what I'm saying, well, I'd appreciate it if you say, here it is. And I believe everybody gives me attention, and I believe the Lord will bless you. 1.
My son. Forget not my law.
Forget not my law. Not stop. It's not just that old people forget. All of us forget sometimes. Now this is giving them an advice. My son, don't forget my law.
But let
thine heart keep my commandments. Master, if you all the time to keep God's commandments, I won't have that time for you. Because you wouldn't show it to me. And I couldn't feel it. I couldn't do it, because it wouldn't be that. But it's that. And it's not in this little bunch. It's all over the world today. People are forgetting what God's law is. And some people don't recognize God's law enough to realize it's a help and a blessing to them in their way. So therefore, regardless of what God says, they gotta really want to do it. And God's word is against it. But they want to do it anyhow. So God doesn't want to let you do it, but say you're gonna get by with it. You gotta learn that. My son, forget not my law. Read.
But let thine heart keep my commandment.
Now every one of us, the old, the young, the children, the saved and the unsaved, we got a heart. Every one of us got a heart. You think of it. You got it. And some of our heart is in a bad shape. I want you to follow that. You might say, well, how come he knows the heart? I know the heart in this way. I call it to God's word. My son, keep my law, keep my commandment. In the heart.
Let thy heart keep my commandment.
But let thine heart keep my commandment. Read a little more.
For length of days.
For length of days, now what? And long life. Oh, wait a minute. I meet so many people and I tell them my age. And some of them just say, I can't believe it. I say, well, you got to believe it because that's it. What other proof you want? You want me to show you my license? And did you know somebody said yes? And I let them have my license and they counted and it was just like I told them. So they say, well, I wish I could get that age and be active in your age. I told Robina the other day, I talked to her. No, it was with me. And I told her, I said, well, you don't know how I'm doing. I said, I'm doing fine. You don't ask me. I thank the Lord for it. She said, well, thank the Lord. I said, I'd like to get kicked by a police today. She said, what? I said, I'd like to get kicked by a police today. She said, what happened? I said, I'll tell you what happened. He was over talking with me, and he asked me how old I was. And I told him, I'll soon be 91. And I said, he backed up. Right? He said, what you talking about? He said, I'm just about 40 and I can't look as well as you. I said, well, that's it. And I thank the Lord for it. Then I looked at him, and sure enough, he knew him. He looked old. He did. He just looked old. Now, if you want to live and keep God's commandment, you do what? Read more.
Length of
days, you know what that means? Wait, you know what that means? Length of days. He's going to give you, I don't know how many, but he's going to give you a whole lot more by keeping his commandment than taking you away from here in a short time. Can you understand? And there are all kinds that get away from here. Young and old, rich and poor, we got to get away from here. We did not come here to stay. Now the only way you're going to get old is by staying here. And if you get old, is the Lord is adding you some days. According to his word, by obeying his word, length of days. And long life. Thank the Lord. Now you know how to do it, don't you? Keep his commandment, and you're going to live longer. Praise the Lord.
And peace.
And peace.
Shall they add to thee?
Shall they add to you? Now, every one of us, I believe you'll admit, you should eat food that is a help to the body. I don't care how good it tastes, if it's against the body and you want to live, you better let it alone. But if it's a help to you, you see, and it is a help to you, even if it don't taste so sweet, but my advice is you eat it. If it's good for you, eat it. Amen. Eat it. Because if you don't, you shorten your own days. And that food ain't good for you, and you're going to eat it because you love it, you're going to eat it because it's good, and it's against you. My advice to you is use common sense. And don't eat it. Let it alone. There's plenty more things that you can eat. But don't you forget God's word, it's the honest word that He'll give you this if you keep His commandments. It won't be meat and bread. But thank God it's going to have life in it. And length of days. It's a blessing to you, isn't it? What else? Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them by thy neck.
Write them upon the table of
thine heart.
So shall thou find favor.
So shall thou find favor.
And good
understanding. And
good
understanding.
In the sight of God and man.
Do you know, if you don't know, I'm going to tell you, there's many things we do that cause trouble. Many things we do. But anytime you keep God's word, God's commandment, in your heart, I want you to know tonight that you are keeping things that will bring joy to you. In the sight of God and man. That's hip to the body, hip to the soul. Thank the Lord. Now what do we want to do then? We want to know what to do to give. Give me thine heart. And He'll control it for you. God hasn't thought of it like that yet. If He's such a good God and such a merciful and loving God and know so much, why am I just there? I don't know what I've thought of it. That's what we need to say. And just say, "Our Lord, I can read in your word what you say. And I can read in your word what you have been. And I know you is good." And then you can look at yourself and say, "He'll do the trust. He'll do the thing." I don't have to have word to tell him. I don't have to have word and word to tell him. He knows already anyway. He knows. He knows our frames. He knows we are weak. He knows that we're left without him. And he loves us enough to help us to live. But if you keep his commandment, it'll be more better for you. Every one of us, it'll be better for us. From the little children up, it'll be better for you. What else?
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
And lean not
to thy own understanding. Not stop. The young generation of today, not we, but the young generation of today, that's really where in the trouble that we are, in the condition that we are, is because they don't want to keep God's commandments. What they want what they want. If that's what God wants, amen. If that is what we want, if that is what God wants, we want it. Did you know the world is what? And do you know the thing is getting better? And you know the thing is going to get better? And if you don't know, I'll tell you. And they're going to be like, just a very few more weeks, you're going to find out what happened. One way or the other, that you know that you ought to be with the Lord. And you're going to find out that if you're not with the Lord, you're going to be the son of sin. So he's warning you tonight, through me, in my old age, if I have to say it like that, my strength is getting weaker, my understanding is getting dull. My eyesight is getting dull, but thank God the Spirit of God is just as fresh today as it ever has been. Wonderful! I met a preacher here not too long ago, you hold your point, and he went to talking to me about something, and I went to talking to him, and he says to me, he says, "Have you ever heard me preach?" I said, "No, no, that's the first time I've ever seen you." Well, he said, "I've been preaching." I said, "You have?" "Yeah." He told me what channel he's preaching and what I tuned my radio on to hear his message. So I said, "Oh, yeah. You go to church?" I said, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to go to church. For many years. I've been preaching. I've had to go for about 60 years. "Oh," he said, "that long?" "Well, if I guess if you're that old, you preach like the old folks used to preach." But he said, "We don't preach that way no more." "Well, I wonder, what do you preach then?" "Well, I But I didn't ask him. I just let him take his time and tell him.
He says, old preacher, a long time ago, the preacher used to be led by the Spirit. But he said, we don't do that anymore. He said, what we do now, we get our book and pencil and set down what we want to talk about and write it up and get going. I'm going to tell you something. By the help of the Lord, I don't care how much education you get. I don't care how much money you get. I don't know what kind of age you are living in. But you're supposed to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. I know it's so. You're supposed to be led by the Spirit of God. And whatever the Spirit of God directs us to tell you, whether we can prove it by the Bible or not, if the Spirit of God leads us to tell you that, we just tell it and let you find it out in the book. It'll be that. The Word and the Spirit of God. People are trying their best to use their own wisdom. People are trying their best to do their own thing. And people are trying their best and they think they're getting by with it, but they're not getting by at all. They just carry on. That's all they're doing. But you know, if we listen to the Word of God, believe the Word of God, whether it be a child, whether it be an old person, you get a blessing out of it if the devil gives you a battle. But you stay with the Word, and the Lord will see that you get your blessing. I know it's right. He's going to see that you get your blessing. So it makes a little difference what happened in a few weeks from now. Is the Lord going to work a miraculous way? You are facing the worst kind of a famine that ever been in the history. Something going to have to take over. One way or the other. Somebody already feel it. And they're already afraid. But they don't know what's going to happen. It's too big for man, they can't handle it. It's just the Lord, the God of heaven, is going to take care of it. If you ever have prayer, you've got to keep on praying. And if you ever have had in your mind that it's time for me to serve the Lord, or it's time for me to get right with the Lord, now is your time. Now is your time. God loves every one of us. But he wants us to regard him. And he wants us to respect him. And he wants us to obey him. That is more truth of preaching now, to my understanding, than it ever has been. That is for people to hear what God wants, and for people to understand what God means. It's just about everywhere now. You can't tell nobody how that much about the Bible if you don't know it. You can't condemn it if the Bible holds it up. You can't condemn what they say. But if the Bible don't hold it up, they're right. What they say, they're right. Whether they're doing it or not. But they're right in saying it. But saying it ain't enough. Makes the doer got to get in there. Y'all understand what I mean? Telling is not enough. Put it out ain't enough. You got to exercise. Individual. If I'm the only one here that would be saved, and in touch with God and at peace with God, I did the blessing extra from y'all set right in your midst. In the bed, when I wake up, I will have a mind satisfied. The only reason that my mind wouldn't be satisfied when I wake up, it would be that I dream. That's happened to me now. Bad dream. I tell the Lord, oh, thank the Lord. I said, that's just a dream. I said, I'm so glad and anxious. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, I sure thank you. I can handle the devil when I'm asleep. But I'm not guilty of what you put on me. So I'm still saying, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Keep my mind on you, Lord. And I don't have to be bothered with my dream. I don't have to wondering about it. I don't have to wonder if it's going to happen. I don't have to wonder if it ain't going to happen. I'm just so satisfied that it ain't true now. I'm just so thankful. That's what you get. Now, you take the fellow that ain't in touch with God, his dream sometimes, it's bad, but sometimes he acts bad. So he's good. But I thank the Lord I'm not good. I had a dream not too long ago. I was meeting Brother Gene. And I thought Brother Gene and I have been preaching a long time. And I thought I'd just hit to meet him and not salute him. I did salute him. But my jaw was full of tobacco. And I know if I do it, he's going to smell it.
And then I figured out if you smell it, I'm going to have to tell him something. And then I figured out what to do. And I thought about going by the end. Before I get to spit it out of my mouth, and I try to spit it out, and more spit, and I just didn't have a big chili. And I thought I put my finger in my mouth and try to get it out. And I thought about doing that, he's going to smell it anyhow. So I just wondered what I was going to say. And by that time, the Lord wake me up and said, thank God. I haven't been by with that stuff since I've been sick. Thank you. Praise the Lord. The Lord might help me to keep in touch with you. Help me to stay with you. Help me to be faithful. Help me to be true. Take care of me. Encourage me. Give me strength that I can walk according to God's ways. I went back to sleep. Thank the Lord. By the time I dream, I was in the bank and I had a lot of money. I gave money, put in my pocket, before nobody back. I wake up, I didn't have it. I didn't have it now by the end of the day. Well, thank the Lord. So I couldn't. In my dream, I wasn't supposed to take that money, but nobody seen me, so I just put some in my pocket. And I had my pocket full, I said, well, I was going out the bank. And just about time I walk out of the bank was closed, and the man opened the door. And I didn't know how to get by, look back, so I just questioned him. I ain't even going to see my pocket full. Then I waked up. I said, thank God, that's it. It was a good dream if I had the money on that, but I didn't have to get it like that. My dream been saved. I would have been saved no more. I thank the Lord for it. Let us keep God's command. Let us keep God's word. Let us do it. What else?
In all our ways, acknowledge Him.
Not in all our ways, acknowledge Him.
And He shall direct our path.
Oh, no. I'll tell you what a young person told me. I got to tell him how the Lord dealt with me. And you know what that person told me? I said, well, you need to work with you like that because you didn't know much. But we these days, we know plans, so you don't have to work like that. You don't have to work like that today. Whenever the Lord quit working with you, you are blown up. Take it if you please, I'll leave it. If the Lord are dealing with you, and if you don't know that the Lord is dealing with you, and you think you can deal the way you see things, the way you understand, and go ahead like that, you ain't going to make it like that. But that's the answer I got. I said, Lord, have mercy. And that's the way the world is going.
Yeah.
From the White House to the church house is included. Most of the people today want what they want. If God wanted that way, amen. If He don't want it that way, we want it that way. Y'all may not believe me, but it's that way. It's just that way. Now, marriage is on the way. God accepts marriage. But you know some people who are married today? You know what they're going to do, don't you? They're going to shack together. Then some of those that marry, husband and wife are supposed to work together. Husband and wife are supposed to be joint tenant. Twin become one. Now God has blessed that kind of folk. Now you know what the Bible said? I taught that 7 years ago, and I still teach it. Some people say we know that's by the Lord. The people of the world today don't want that. I say, well, I'll tell you what they want. That woman want to get a job and work so she can have her money to spend it like she want to, and to spend it where she want to, and the man can say nothing against it because it's her money.
Yeah.
So that's the way they want it. That's the way they done it. I said, well, that's going to make it right, dude. He said, well, that's going to make it right, but Brother Francisco, they don't want it the way you put it down. I said, well, if they don't want it that way, they don't have to take it. And I ain't going to make them take it. But that ain't the way God wants it. Praise the Lord. Anyway, God wanted. Thank the Lord. Now you want the story here. I've been dealing with wives for about 60 years, and all of them learned something about it. And I've been here 91 years. I ought to have done the son something. I talked to somebody one time. And this is that husband was not a business man. Say yes. Right. I said, well, you take somebody to take, you have business mind and business action to keep your business. If they got that one, I'll agree with you. But if you got what it takes to produce successful, why, you're supposed to be there. You're supposed to be ready now. Well, as long as they're so and so, I said, well, what seems to be the trouble in here? He said, well, he just don't take business, why? He's staying there all the time. Can't pay his bill. And he don't pay his bill. And I said, well, what kind of bill is it? Well, sometimes the gas is cut off. Sometimes the water is cut off. And sometimes he owe the bank something. And he just stuck. I said, well, what do you use that gas for? Well, for the house. Electric bill, trust one thing or another. I said, well, now who uses it? Well, we. I said, that's what I want you to see. If you be going drinking, or if you be going gambling, or going throw it away and come back with no money, that'd be a different story. But if you make the bill, for you all, got a right to help him pay the bills. Don't care what you want. That's where it starts in. It has no start than it ought to be. He's working hard to feed you. He's working hard to pay your electric bill. And you eating the food. And you using the electric. And you use the telephone. And then all of that is his bill and he can hardly pay. And you got some money and it won't happen. That ain't fine. He makes the bill for you all. Y'all want to see through that? Y'all have to pay the bill. Y'all can keep quiet if you want to, but that's it. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Then when I got through and asked him, what do you think of that? Do you think he used that electric just for him and that wine just for him and the food just for him and y'all looking at it? No, I don't agree with that rule. And I say, if you don't have to use it, y'all ought to have to pay. Now I'm saying this to say that. When a couple want to get along so well, and they love to get along with them, you quit having your way. Because God wants you to work together. And in doing that, then you work with you. But if you don't have your way anyhow, that bill ain't going to be paid, and you ain't going to have paid it, because you want to buy something else, then you got to meet the man that, he got to take care of that bill, that man. The fellow that you want to bear, the bill is coming home and see you and see the children. They want him to meet that bill. And then if he don't meet that bill, then he go on with a bad name, bad reputation, and you and him got something cost several $100, and just because you're working because you're money, you spend just like you want it, you make it hard on him and you too. Praise the Lord, and God ain't pleased with you. Because God didn't tell you to do that. You're supposed to work together. You're supposed to live together. You're supposed to love each other. You're supposed to do it. And I know some of y'all is giving. Because I done hear too much talk. And I done seen too much everything. There's lots of things that people are doing. God's word is against it. And if somebody don't tell you it's against it, somebody needs to have God to help him to tell you. Because you ain't going to know it. Unless somebody tells you. Well, I believe some of you, if you know better, you do better. But if you don't know no better, that's your God about that. Thank the Lord. That's your God about that. The Lord helps. The Lord bless you. And the Lord help you to live and find good success for their life with man and with God. And your days are deep. Increase, and your years will be increased, and your soul will delight itself in the Lord. And the Lord will smile on his people. He will smile. The Lord loves his creation. There's no respect to person. When he tells you not, thou shalt not steal, he speaks to every one of his children. When he says, thou shalt not lie, he speaks to every one of his children. Praise the Lord. He speaks to every one of us. One fellow, he was so smart, I call him smart, he wasn't smart, but he was ignorant. He said, the Bible says, I shall not steal. But he said, I'll steal, shall not. You know what I'm going to steal anyhow. That's bad. Now God is hearing all that kind of deal. And I have the chance to talk to and listen at the son. Listen at it. And I just said, I get you. I get along with the Lord. I mean, I get along so well with the fool, but thank God I get along with him. And then when I'm going to leave here to meet him, I want him to tell me, well done. That satisfies me. Well done. Read them more.
Be not wise in thine own eyes.
Oh, my Lord, yeah. So wise these days. I was talking with an old man, and it was an old man. We said, and the old man comes in. And he told us what he should do, and what he had in mind to do. The old man he started talking with. And every time this young man says something, the old man tells him something, and when the old man tells him something, he just ignores what the old man said and then bring out his point. I just wonder how far they gonna go. But pretty soon the old man hurts. And I never did open my mouth, but the old man hurts. Finally the young man he left. He walked off. He said, did you notice that boy, that man? I said, yeah. He said, what you think about it? I said, well, I tell you what I think about it. Them kind of people you can't tell him nothing, because he thinks he knows so much. When I find him that way, I let him alone. He said, did you notice that me? I said, yes, I noticed that. I thought that was why. Because you can't get nothing to him. And the way he got it, he thinks he knows what he's doing, thinks he knows what he's going to do, and even say what he's going to do. And even know that he ain't going to live long, he's going to bleed, but while he's living, he's going to do it while he's living. That's just plumb foolish. God's word is supposed to be respected. God didn't put his command there to fill out space. He put it there for you to know what you should do. Then he gives you wisdom to pick the one you want to do. If you want to do the right thing, you're going to do it. And if you don't want to do the right thing, you don't have to do it. But you're going to pay for not doing it. You're going to get by. What else?
Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
It shall be
stop a little bit. Stop. Do you know there's a lot of evil going on?
Yeah.
Have you ever realized that? Just say evil. There's a lot of evil going on. And some people make that. They make like they can't quit from doing evil. And some people are church people too. I talked with one the other day and I asked him, I said, what do you think Christ come here for? Well, he said he come here to do the his father's business. I said, well, I agree with you, but what was his business? Well, I guess you know where I was headed, but I guess. He said, well, it was people to do right. But he says, you can't keep from sinning. I said, wait a minute. Can you do right and sin? I said, when you go to doing right, you're out of the sinning business. And if you don't keep on doing right, then you go back to sin. But as long as you are living right, and the Lord comes to forgive you for the sin that you have made, don't let the devil fool you. You cannot sin and go to heaven. You know what he said? Well, I got to read a little more. I said, read all you want. But if ever you find where you can live right and commit sin, let me know. Don't you know how to look for that man back? It's impossible. You can't do it.
No.
It's just impossible. And you ain't smart enough to do it. You may do it in the dark, but in the dark don't mean nothing with God. Thank God he sees you anyhow. And know you too. And he don't make no mistake. He's not going to pay me through a mistake. Neither will he pay you through a mistake. He will pay every one of us according to our way. Now why not serve him? You should put husband in front of God. You should put wife in front of God. You should put children in front of God. You should put just name. You should put that in front of God. You ought to keep his word supreme. Stay with his word. He made it so clear and he made it so plain. Did you know Jesus was the word? The apostle said, the word has become flesh. And we have seen with our eye and felt with our hand, which is Christ. Whatever you say, you can find that scripture if you want to, you don't have to. When he was in the mountain of transfiguration, Peter, Eli, and the devil, Moses, Peter spoke up. He said, Lord, it's good for us to be here. Let us build three tabernacles. One for thee, one for Moses, one for Eli. But they say, the scripture says a crowd come over them. I say that crowd wants to get their attention. When the Lord got their attention, there's a voice came through that crowd. And that voice said to Peter now, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Don't you have to worry about hearing the rest of them. You hear him. Because the rest of them done that part. They done that duty. In that day and in that time, they done what they could. But now here he is. Hear him. We have a president here. Most of the people that is my age and live under me remember that. President who? When he was here, the time got so terrible, it brought a big depression. And I was in it. The people haven't forgot that yet. And maybe I'll tell you, you remember the time of who? And then when Roosevelt came in, then the thing changed. Have you all noticed that? And we haven't forgotten when Roosevelt was there. You had people on the soup line, and you had people getting clothes, and you had people doing this, doing that on the WCA, and they was making a little money, and they could count on that business. But when the other president was in that, it was a little different. But the other president done what he thought he was doing right, and he done the best he knew. And that's the best, no doubt, we could do. But the Lord was in the plan to help us to come through it. There's no joy to go into those depression. No joy at all. But because of the behavior of the people, God let these things come. He let them come. Now there's, I heard more good things speak, and I heard more good truth explained until I was surprised. I went to several funerals that was not among us. And one of the pastors, he got up and he asked me that I want to say something. I didn't know him for a while. I told him, I appreciate it. I've been living for so long. I'd like to say something. So he just put his feet to me. And I got up and I said something. And when he got up, he was not a verse. I'll say it like this. But you know what he said? He went to talking and tell the people what they're supposed to do and what they're doing, and they ought not to do it. And he said, I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and I'm doing that, and I'm ready to go. And he said, I'm a saint. And I said, oh, praise the Lord. He's a saint now. And you know he can't beat that? I have heard him say something else. But they done got smart, and they done got good understanding, and so they see that name will hold, so he just said, I'm a saint. Maybe everybody gonna say they're saints. Maybe we say we are saints. But we are not saints except we keep God's command. No, it ain't enough. We must be obedient. They shall not love you one another. What is it, sister? Who wants to read it?
It shall be unto thy neighbor.
Just listen.
And marrow to thy bones.
Just listen.
Honor the Lord with thy substance.
Praise the Lord.
And with the first fruits of all thine increase.
Praise the Lord.
So shall thy barns be filled with plenty.
Oh, you want, well, you go to give. Praise the Lord. Give your heart to the Lord first. Amen. Then whenever you see opportunity to do good to anybody, make them live in who they are. Do good to them. And you don't have to be pushed to do it. You don't have to be pressed to do it. Just keep God's commanding in you, and you're going to find a plenty place you can do good without coming to church. Plenty place you can do good. And even don't have to go to Africa and Honduras and all these other places. Right around our town, right around our community, right around among us, you find a place you can do good. But you've got to have the thing in you that calls you to do it. Praise the Lord. I don't want to throw no stone at nobody. And sometimes you come to a prayer, or come to service, and the Same one nearly every time you go to church, you hear that same one pray. You ain't supposed to be that way. You are supposed to pray just as well as everybody else. No matter what language you is, if you're Spanish and you're in here and understand me, you can pray in Spanish. If you are Frenchman, you can pray in French. If you are anything else, you can pray in your language and God hear you pray. Then you can get in touch with God just as good as the best school teacher. Yes, sir, Lord, I can't make it. I want to make it. I desire to make it, but I can't make it. Why? I got too much of load around me. I need some help. And I know, I understand that you can help. So here I come to you. Take me. Use me as you will. You got no choice. Use me as you will. All I want to do is to be an instrument in your hand. And the Lord will bless you. Praise the Lord. I'm going to soon quit now. Just a little more of that.
Thou shalt thy barn be filled with plenty.
Oh, you want a plenty, eh?
And thy presses shall burst out with new wine.
Just listen. Increase. Some of us, we're not still a given. We are reaching out for gift all the time. And every time you get somebody give you something, you can know if you shake your hand and say thank you. You ought to do it. But don't forget, you need to open your hand sometime and give somebody else something. Then it will come to give you. That same thing that you have, the same person that you have, you will never see him no more. But the deed that you do to that person, it'll come back to you. Sometimes people do something and you shut up against it. You're not right when you do that. You shut up blessing from yourself. But within you feel that I ain't gonna do this, I ain't gonna do that. No, no, you gotta stop that. I was a brother with us all time ago, he loved jumping. Oh, he gets a lot of jumping. And as a lady could take that jumping. I like him too. It was real good. And something happens today with that. And that's what she said to me. But then he didn't even more jump than that my table, he was always in there. That's bad, eh? That's what you say it is bad. The Bible says you're an enemy of home, feed him. Yeah, but I don't like that. Well, if you don't like that, then you don't like it. But your part is to obey God's word. Amen. Yeah, when he did any more jumping at my table, he remembered. Praise the Lord. That will not be your attitude. Will not be my attitude. Praise the Lord. I'm very satisfied with me and the Lord. I'm not satisfied with a lot of things, but I can't help myself. But suppose me and the Lord, I'm very satisfied. Very thankful. Saved. Sanctified. And I want to die that way. If I make an error, I'm going to correct it. Praise the Lord. If it's a secret error, I'm going to correct it secret. And if it's a public error, I'm going to correct it. I'm going to correct it. Covered. Some of us do something in open and then we correct it under the cover. May God bless us that we quit that. Thank the Lord. If something is wide open out there in the air and then you correct it secretly, it's still open. You know how it's open? The public is going to you to make correction. Because he's offended. Amen. And then if you make it secretly, you still leave him blind on that. So let's open up to him. Now they got a thing they call it. When people got the right name, if I ain't, I want you all to tell me. Resolution. I don't know if you all know what that is, some of you. Resolution. I was brought up that every first of the year, we meet the old folks and the young folks. We shake hands with him on the first day of the year, and we tell him this. I'm glad to meet you today, and on the first day of the year, and so thankful how that we came through last year. Now, for the first of the year, we hope you will better your this year than last year, and hope you that God will stand by you in 1980. As he stood with you
in 1982. We live in that way. Now let us make a resolution, every one of us, that if the Lord wants to bless us to see 1983, we will try our very utmost better than we did in 1982. 92, 82. So we hope, and I trust, that this message tonight will help every one of us to enter 1983 better than we entered 1982. And then carry on out. I hope to do that. And make that resolution and stay with a desire in your heart that in 1983, I'm going to be a better saint than I was in 1982. And you that are here that are not saved, you thank the Lord to make it to 1983. Even if you ain't saved in 1982, make that resolution with the Lord. Lord, by your help and by your grace, I'm going to enter 1983, and the time to go through with you, leading me, guiding me, directing me, protecting me, help me all through life. And you're going to find out you're going to be a better lady, a better woman, a better boy, a better girl than you were in 1982. That's a way of improving. Make that resolution and stay with it. Now we made that resolution when I was a young man, and I guess I was drinking before the week was out. But don't do that. Don't forget God. He's still God and He's still on His throne. And His eye is going to and fro. And His understanding, you can't go to the end. And you don't make no mistake. So I hope and trust that you get something out of this. It may not make you feel good to get it. But any time a father chastises a child, I don't believe I made it twice that the child appreciated at the time he chastised. But I've seen that same child, after he got to what he realized what he was, he thanked his parents to chastise him and to make him quit doing something and make him do something. And some of them said, I wish they'd been a little more tired on me. Oh, they learned me how to wait, and they learned me how to honor people. They learned me how to respect people. And that helped me to be a neighbor to my neighbors. It helped me to live better. It helped me to do better. And I appreciate my parents. But I see it at the time, I was one of them, when the parents get on their back, they didn't like it, they go, how did they be mad? That's what they did. They said, he's mad. I see that. But they done it because they love me. And they've done it because they want to do their part. So now I thank the Lord for what they've done. I thank the Lord for what they've done. And I thank the Lord for me to have parents that have helped me to get into the Lord. Even if they didn't come plainly read the word to me, but they brought something that made sense to me. And I thought they knew what they were talking about. But that used to be. But now, you'll be surprised how many of a big generation just don't believe we know what we're talking about. But you're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself. Look at yourself. And you're going to find out that an old man like me, I'm doing wonderful. You're going to find it out. If you ain't going to find it out, just keep living. And when you live to this age, I don't have to tell you so much. Because you're going to know something that you didn't know when you thought you knew. Just live on. Better appreciate what the Lord do. You better honor it. And you better respect it. So I hope and trust that the Lord bless every one of you. I love every one of you and I care for you. And if I have to give you wrong advice, I'll always shut up my mouth. And if the Lord don't back up what I say tonight, if He let me know it, I'm going to try to get you all together and ask you to pardon me. And if you all don't understand what I'm talking about, I'd be glad for you not to ignore it. Just consider it. And the Lord don't give you an understanding. And sometimes you come to me, I give you an understanding. I was teaching one time, and this old brother, he was a minister. And after he went home, he called. And I was surprised. He said, Brother Francis,
the thing he was talking about and the thing he told his teacher, I just said, well, brother, just go just first, and we can do all of this. And he said, since I've been home, he said, the Lord spoke to me. He said, how will you apologize? I said, well, I'll grant it to you, but I didn't even know yet. He said, the Lord helped me understand that his way is not my way. And he said, the Lord let me understand that's what you mean exactly, what you're talking about. I said, well, amen. Praise the Lord. And I leave it with you. And I want you to pray for me that the Lord lead me, guide me, and direct me. And I'm going to tell this, and then I'll be through. The first day when I married, me and this companion of mine, the mother of those children, had talked quite a bit before we married. And it looked like we agreed so well on what we talked about. I'm better that short. So, after the wedding, we went home. I called her Bert. I said, Bert, I said, you know what? She said, what? I said, I'm getting into something that I've never had before. And I see that I'm not able to take care of this. And I'm going to need some help. I just got to have some help. And she didn't know what I was talking about. But right then she caught me. She said, well, we'll make it. I said, well, we just got to. Well, she said, I worked out. I make a little change. And every time she went to make a dollar, that was my dollar and her dollar. She said, I'll wait for my parents. They wrote me. Grew up most of the whole suit. They didn't need much money. And she said, that money, if it can take care of a family with seven, sure it can take care of us. We just do. I said, but wait a minute, I ain't talking about that. I said, I got a wife and I never had a wife before. And I said, I got some responsibility that I've got that I never had before. And I said, it's more than I can have. And I need the Lord to help us. And we need to get on our knees and, you know, ask the Lord to take over and to help us. Oh, she said, that's great, yeah, yeah. We can't do it without the Lord. And I said, that's it. And we got up on our knees, both of us, and prayed. And I prayed in church. And every once in a while she said, amen. And every once in a while she said, amen. And in my prayer, I wonder what she said, amen, when she didn't know what to pray. When she went to pray, I didn't say nothing. Because I didn't know everything she said, no, but I did know something. So I said, what? I said, Dress, what you saying amen to? She said, well, sometime in your explanation, I would understand you. Harry, like you said, oh Lord, have mercy on us. And she started saying amen because I thought she was talking to the Lord right out of your heart. I said, that is right. That's just what I was talking about. I said, that's exactly what I was talking about. And the Lord had took over. And I can tell you now, I went through three depressions. And the Lord has stood by us. Now, if I go to the fourth one, the Lord is still on his throne. And he has put me in many business with no education. But I beat some of those that had education because they went under my control. Is the Lord done? Take the Lord in you. Make him welcome to come in your heart. Accept it. And I guarantee you, it'll be the best thing you ever had in your life and the best thing you ever will get. You understand?
Amen.
Try. I'm not fooling you. Try. May the Lord bless you. Amen. 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 Amen.